And Louise, I think I'm going to hand it over to you to have a little conversation with Jen.
So I invited Jen to come in for a couple of reasons. I invited her to come in and talk about her new location down the street and why you decided to come uptown and join us on Main Street. First of all, you're at 22 Main and you've been there for a couple of weeks now, eh?
Yes, I have. Thank you so much for having me. I've been working out of the house for 4 years and had wonderful support from everyone in town. And it was time to move out of the living room and get an actual business place, which is fantastic. Everybody's been so welcoming. Everybody's been stopping by and checking out all the pictures that I have up on the gallery that has half the town of Enkelkill on showcase. And yes, it's just wonderful being in town.
And is it changing your work world in that you now can go to work and come home and
yes.
you sort of feel that you're not working all the time?
Yes, that's the main reason. I was working way too late into the evenings, 7 days a week, staying up way too late. So at least now we have a better routine, and my daughter goes to St. Gregoire, so we can drive in together and I can walk her to school, which
well,
she
isn't
loves.
Isn't that great?
She gets to say hi to Dorothy every morning on the sidewalk.
Yeah, isn't that great? That must work really well for you.
Yeah.
And it's a funny thing. You talk about all of the nice pictures on your wall. It reminded me, you were talking about Archie Hardy, like who used to be a photographer in this town before. And I had said to you that I was going to hook you up with someone who's actually living in his house now. They've inherited it, but I think a great photo exhibition. But I looked at all those photos and I just felt our town's history growing.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
All of the photos that you take, I've seen so many of them on Facebook. And that's one of the things I was, you know, kudos to you for having a professional photography business in a time when everybody can take a photo with a device. Why do you think you're succeeding when everybody and their uncle can just stand there and take pictures? I mean, you're doing weddings, you're doing baby events. I've noticed a lot of baby photography.
I think especially for the weddings, the one thing I hear over and over and over from people who say they wish they had hired somebody, and I hear it time and time again, they say they had a friend do their wedding and they're not happy with
wasn't
their pictures.
Quite what they
it
were
wasn't
looking
quite
for.
What they wanted. I mean, it's true. Everybody this nowadays really is considering themselves a photographer. But unless you really know how to properly use a flash and understand how to use your camera properly, if you have people walking fast in a low light condition in a church, you're going to have blurry pictures. And that's what I hear from so many brides who said they've had a friend photograph it. None of their wedding pictures turned out. And I think the more people talk about that and they realize that from a wedding in particular, your pictures are the only thing that you still have left.
It's true.
You know, often you don't really fit into your dress again. You've eaten the cake. So your pictures.
And everybody's gone home.
Everyone's gone home. So your pictures are all that you have. So it's important to spend the money on it.
Yeah. And I've noticed too on your pictures on Facebook, you have a really special knack for zooming in on details sometimes. Like you have, and you do it with babies too, like you'll just have like a ring with something or you capture a detail. Like, does that just speak to you when you're there at the wedding, or do you kind of think beforehand, well, I'll try, like, do you have different kind of things? Or?
I always have it in the back of my head to remember to take the detail shots. I love the detail shots. I remember even I took an art class one time drawing and all my pictures that I drew were all small,
like
tiny
up.
Little
yeah.
close-ups. So
oh,
it's definitely
right?
something that it's just something I love.
Yeah.
But it's also part of whenever I go through a wedding with the bride and a groom, I give them a questionnaire and find out if there's something special that they want their rings photographed with. And it's nice to have something that's meaningful for them.
Right. And I should have mentioned right off the top that I'm just imagining, of course, because, you know, you're a generation away from me, maybe a generation and a half, but it must be fun to come home and photograph all of the people that you grew up with and their lives are unfolding with weddings and babies and anniversaries and milestones. Because you're from here, right?
Yes.
As
yes,
they would say,
great.
You're from here.
Yes. I grew up here and then I left for 15 years. So it's wonderful to be back home.
Right.
And it is. It's fantastic because I've done some couples where I've done their engagement session, then I did their wedding, then their maternity, then their newborn. And I'll be doing their second child soon. So it's so much fun to watch the families grow and meet all these people. We've met so many people since I started this business, which
right.
is great.
And so right now, would you be booking weddings for next summer, or are you already booking into 2017?
I'm booking for this summer, and also people are inquiring for 2017
wow.
as well. People do book sometimes 2 years in advance, because, of course, I only do one wedding per day. and there's only so many Saturdays, although people are starting to get married more often on Fridays and Sundays
Right? And are people, I've noticed just on Facebook, it sounds like I'm a Facebook creeper, but the pictures are so beautiful, and you do these beautiful montages of each wedding that are sort of almost like a portfolio in a single glimpse. But are people, are you doing weddings sort of in unexpected places? Like I see lots of weddings are just seem to be outdoors or at farms or...
I think that's the big trend right now is farm weddings. We have quite a few at Beantown in Plantagenet, but mostly local weddings. I've done a few city ones, but truthfully, I just love doing a local wedding and not having to deal with traffic and parking. And it means the bride and groom can spend more time with their guests, which is better for everybody, truthfully.
Yes, I suppose if it's just somewhere else, everybody has to leave early and come home. And this whole thing, too, which I find has changed since certainly I had a kid, which is baby photos, like all these. And I know, Jean, your daughter, it's in Vancouver. They did the whole baby photo thing.
For both our grandchildren, they brought in a professional photographer to do the posed photos.
And pre-birth, too, The maternity, they did that, too. What is everybody wants to really mark that milestone? Is it, why do you think that is? Or does it just seem normal to you? I guess it does.
It's been a growing trend, I think, for maybe the past 10 years. As to why, I'm not sure. I took my daughter to see a photographer, and that's how I actually got into doing it. I'd always loved photography, and then when I saw her photograph my daughter, I decided that's what I wanted to do. But I think, just photographing the milestone. I mean, these are some of the most important moments of your life.
How important is it for them to, in general, for to have a hard copy of it? And like, does everybody really want a framed sort of version to have to look at?
It's 50-50. Yeah. I think buying the digital files, most people do opt for that. Often because then they can go print them themselves and they can get as many copies as they want.
They can decide what size on their own and you don't have to get as involved in photo printing, I guess, as you used to.
And I always give them a set of wallets with every single session I do, so at least they do have something printed.
What's a set of wallets?
A set of wallet size prints, like the 2x3.
Okay.
So they get a set of 8 of those from every session that I do. And it's also good because every place you take a picture to get printed, the color and so forth looks different. So at least they have a visual,
a baseline
to compare it to and make sure that they look how they're supposed to look or how I intend them to look.
That's a good idea.
I find that interesting, though, because it's sort of an indicator of what they're looking for when they hire a professional photographer. It's not necessarily the great big framed print, but it's the quality of photography, the quality of your eye and your composition skills and that kind of thing. That's really the attraction, it seems. It's not the hard copy.
Yeah. Interesting. It really tells me that there's sort of been a whole cycling through of generations, because when in my time, it was just on the cusp of, everybody's got a camera, everybody can take pictures, and then, people never, as you say, that was a story, they never got quite what they wanted or there weren't enough or whatever. Yeah. That's really interesting.
Well, I find the wedding albums, too, are very popular now. And that's what I always tell them as well, is you want to actually have something printed and something you can...
Right.
It's a family heirloom that you're going to pass down to each generation. Even with the baby pictures, I always tell people that, because when I was growing up, we always had photo albums. And even as a kid, I could remember pulling them out of the cupboard and sitting down with our friends.
And we all like that so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know my daughter, it's very rare for this generation to have photo albums because they're all digital. So it's important to make books and to use those digital files and actually do something with them. Otherwise, they're not going to have anything to look at.
Yeah. We have a ton of photo albums at home.
Yeah.
but it's interesting what you say, because it actually happened with my daughter's wedding. I mean, here we are talking about my two grandchildren. But they did get married, 7 years ago, was it? 6 or 7 years ago. And we only actually compiled a photo album from them, for them.
This past March.
Yeah.
We had the photos. We didn't do anything. And you were actually out there visiting. And I just said, I'm doing this today while you're gone. Yeah. No interruptions. And I made an iBook. I put them all together.
And it wasn't as if we had promised that, at the wedding that we would do this. But nobody else was doing it either. They were just existing digitally and had never been actually printed out as an album, right? That was a really nice gift. I gave one to my mother and I gave one to them and then one for their for the groom's mother. And
and that the whole thing about the photos, hard copies and books, that was one of the questions I had written down today that everybody has an issue with, is storage of these photos, backing them up. I knew a photographer years ago, even when he sent the photos to be processed for a wedding or something, he was a professional. He didn't send them all at the same time, because back then it was like negatives, just in case something happened. Because once he sent all his photos to the shop and there was a fire and the people lost all their wedding photos. But I know that you have given talks, I think, at Yes Women Can or 50 Plus about photo storage. What tips or suggestions do you have about photo storage, aside from naming them? Aside from naming the photos. You know, everybody has IMG 7624.
Right. Just always make a backup, and not just make one, but make two. And try to make sure that one of those copies is kept outside the home or on the cloud or somewhere. You know, if, like you say, if the house burns down, your backup goes with it. So I use Dropbox, and I have everything backed up on Dropbox, as well as two other additional hard drives. So.
Yeah. Is that the first thing you do when you get back from a wedding or
something? Absolutely. I usually don't go to bed. I'm home usually around midnight, and the first thing I do is I sit down and I upload all my images and put them straight away onto the computer, so at least there's two copies right away.
Wow. That would be really important.
It's people's life memories that you're working with, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what you have to remember is how important they are to other people.
That's really good. It's kind of giving me hope that photo albums will stay around forever, because you sort of, I mean, we've certainly got CDs full of photos around the house, but certainly for my kids' first 18 years, they were all photos. You know, we were taking photos all over the place.
But I have to say, that's one of the things that you're really good at. You've many times for special occasions, like my dad's 80th birthday or my parents' 65th wedding anniversary, you've always compiled a little little album for them.
I take a whole lot of pictures, and it's nothing fancy. I just get them all printed the same size, and I make a little photo album with a little cover, and at least they have it on the coffee table. Like you said, they can go through and then look at it, because otherwise it's just a CD somewhere.
Exactly, and then no one's enjoying it.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you want to actually look at them and enjoy them.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm going to be advertising that I'll be offering shortly as well, will be workshops for people to make their own albums.
Oh, great.
I made a special album with my mom with all the old black and white pictures of my grandparents and great-grandparents and her growing up. So teaching people how to scan the images in and create their own albums.
Wonderful
also
idea.
Also with the current pictures as well.
That would be a great thing. I know that that's one of the most common things. People come in here with a bunch of old photos. We scan them and email them to them just so that they have digital copies. Sometimes they want to share them with their family who have moved away. And that's, what to do. That's the other thing. Lots of people have boxes of old photos, and there's no names on them. They don't know who they are, but they know they're valuable. They know that there's somebody. But that's what we'd have to do with Mr. Hardy's photos.
Yes.
There are thousands. And I said to Ian, a giant photo exhibition. And you could be there with a photo booth and some of your photos. And that was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, is your wildly successful photo booths wherever you go. You bring it to weddings. You've been at Yes Women Can. You were at 50 Plus. And just this last weekend, we were talking during the break about the home tour. You were saying people loved it.
Yes, they thoroughly enjoyed it. You had the wonderful idea of using Andre Ouimet's sleigh, and I think just the bright red sleigh in front of the shop looked fantastic, and they were, you know, grown women were giggling like little girls.
I saw the pictures
excited.
And they just looked elated. They looked filled with joy. And I have to say, I'm not even sure that it was my idea, because when we have these brainstorming meetings, all these ideas float up. But I asked on Facebook, did anyone have a sleigh that we can borrow? And Andre Ouimet came forward, as he so often does, and says, we've got one. And then he had that beautiful red beauty, which was just the thing for the day, really. It was just everything coming together. And then Grace Claremont loaned a whole bunch of Victorian costumes. But anybody that's listening can go to the Reviews Facebook page or Jan Amel's Facebook page, Jan Amel Photography, and there are, I think, 144 photos up
there's
there.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. They just keep going. But the marvelous thing is that everybody has this smile. And you keep, sometimes you look and you say, is that so-and-so? Is that so-and-so? There's all kinds of people with the bonnets and
They really enjoyed trying on the costumes. And
is that right?
Yeah, it was fun.
And so you charged a really modest fee for that?
Yes, we charged $5. And half of the profits are going to CHEO.
Wow. Fantastic.
And they really enjoyed it. So we printed off the 4x6 copy for each person from the sleigh. And then we also had the photo booth going on inside with a Christmas background. And
yes, I saw that too.
They enjoyed that because those ones printed off on the spot and they got duplicate copies. And everyone thoroughly enjoyed it.
Wow.
And it was really nice because the photo booth looks like a vintage camera. So it kind of fit the...
I know I dropped in, I think it was the Friday before the event, and your mom was vacuuming, I think.
Yes.
And she was saying there was a barn door about to be installed or something that you're continuously working on your studio up there. And you were saying during the break that you're going to be doing some kind of courses there, I think. Eh? You were saying... Workshops on?
Yes, I'm hoping to start doing some workshops shortly, probably in the winter time when things slow down a bit. A variety of different workshops showing people how to put together their own photo albums, digital photo albums, and have them printed themselves. And also learning how to scan their old images and make albums and so forth.
That's great. Because so many, I know people as they retire, they start looking at all of these photos and they say, I know who these people are and nobody else. So, you could do your family history and photos kind of thing.
Well, and one of the things that we did when we did our own family album of all my grandparents and so forth is when we scanned each image in, we renamed it with the names of everybody that was in the image.
Oh, wow.
And that way, you know, whoever goes to look at it next, then we can make a USB and we give it to all the family members and they know exactly who those people are. Because you can't just write on the back of the picture used to.
No.
So at least renaming it with the people's names and the year that it was taken helps at least preserve that history. Because once, you know, once certain generations
aren't with us anymore,
pass away, there's no one to actually tell you who these people are.
I was just thinking of something else, too, in talking about the photo booths. I've noticed at a lot of sort of fancy events now, when you get there, you're supposed to go and have your photo taken, you know, with whatever group you're with or with your partner. And I was just having this idea while we were on the air, but I don't know if it's doable. The seniors, they call it the Seniors Gala. It's the last Tuesday in November every year, and it's Champlain seniors. They're from Laurinel and Vanquikil. And it's a full-up turkey dinner, and all kinds of people from the community serve it. Like, the mayor is there waiting on tables, and it's all volunteers. And there's a waiting list to be a volunteer at this event. Because you get there, and it's all of the most wonderful people from our community are there, and they sit down, and they get there early. Because people over 65 are always early, and I'm the coat check girl. I take everybody's coats, and I hang them up with a number. So only the first year I didn't have numbers, and somebody went home with the wrong identical but wrong size coat. But wouldn't that be
neat? Can you do a photo booth there?
It sounds like a great idea. Yeah. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And every
they have Gary Carpenter's there. They dance afterwards. But it's a full-up turkey dinner, and then all the church ladies in the region make squares, and they serve them. And Jean, he's now helping in the kitchen. Like, there's people in there serving the plates, and then the people are delivering the plates. And
we put out 300 plates, I think,
It's packed out there, but it is the nicest. It's always the start of the Christmas feeling for me, but I just suddenly saw all of the... They probably have never had that experience before.
We'll
have to talk after the show.
Even at weddings, we always notice that it's my parents' generation who seems to have the most fun. That everyone's acting like kids, trying on the different costumes
and making
silly faces and having their picture taken. And
it's reminiscent of the old photo booths in the train
station. It is, because they used to get dressed up too, and you'd see them there with the big, you know, the feathered hats and everything, and you'd think that's not their hats, but maybe they were their hats. You know, when they were in front of like a great big, we have lots of those family pictures, there's a big cannon or some huge landscape behind them, and they're standing there just frozen getting their photo taken.
Right.
But
this is going way back, Louise.
Way back. Well, that's before my time. But I've always been fascinated by old pictures. It's really like sometimes people look in a camera and you see right into the windows or the eyes to the soul. Like, they show themselves all of a sudden, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
getting back to your photo booth experience.
Yeah, never mind me waxing prophetic here.
No, but I'm just curious. We had a couple of people come and ask if we were going to be handing out the photos from that event of last weekend. Are we...
I have them at the store.
You have them at the store. Okay, so we'll send people there.
Yes, send people back to the shop. And anyone who hasn't picked up their picture yet, I do have a box full of the 4x6s waiting to be picked up.
Perfect.
And I'll send some messages out on Facebook to those people as well.
So if they show up here, we'll send them over to the store to collect them.
Yeah, but people were definitely excited.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
for sure.
They really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Excellent.
We'll have to do it again. We were even thinking maybe at Christmas time. Doing something. We had a lot of people saying, oh, they forgot that that was going on and they're sorry that they missed it and they'd like to do it again. So
yes,
maybe we'll look into doing something soon.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say or tell us what hours you're open or how they can reach you at your new studio?
So I'm at 22 Main Street East and the phone number is 613-870-2334. You can also reach me at jan@janmlphotography.com. And feel free to stop in. I'm open from 10 to 4:30 on Tuesdays to Friday and on Saturdays by appointment. The door will be closed and locked whenever there is a session going on and I'm shooting. There also is the yoga room, also does yoga out of the studio with Valerie Cameron. And she runs a wonderful mummy and baby class on Mondays at 11:30. And she also does intermediate class on Thursdays at 10 in the morning and at 7:30 at night.
Sorry to interrupt, but is this mummy and baby yoga?
Mummy and baby yoga. Oh, so fabulous. They bring the babies, as long as they're over 6 weeks old and they're not crawling yet. They just did their first one on Monday. They said it was a little noisier than usual.
Really cool.
Everyone seems to enjoy it. And a lot of the moms said, too, you know, just to get out and do an activity with the baby. And also meeting other people in town, meeting other people who have kids the same age.
In a baby-friendly environment.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And fantastic. I remember what it was like moving back home and not knowing anybody and having a little one and not knowing what to do. So just getting out, getting some exercise and meeting people.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have to have Val in. And I know that, Jan, you've told me that. That's Jan with one N, by the way, if you're looking for her email address, I think it was your mom said that they were thinking of having like a one evening a night for the young moms, even just to get together, and that is just, and that's sort of your long-term vision, is to make your location a more multi-purpose thing. It's your studio, but you have a room in the back that's available for meetings
and
other activities, and again, they can just reach you by email.
So we're looking at renting out the space. There's a lot of entrepreneurs in town who may work out of their home, but would like to have a more professional meeting with clients. Other people who are running workshops but don't have an actual office space, and we're renting out the space to be used for a variety of different things. And then, we're looking at doing some wine and cheese nights, maybe even putting a projector. I have a nice big white wall that we can show a movie, just something that's, you know, to get out, meet new people, and have fun in town and not have to go very far.
Yeah, that's great. And it's really nice to anybody listening at the front room of beautiful new floor, and it's this soft blue, and there's a whole wall of portraits, a whole wall of pictures. Well, they're not just portraits, but you know what I mean, pictures. And then you've done a beautiful job in the room at the back, which is really nice and peaceful back there. So I'm sure it'll go really well. And we're hoping to have Valerie Cameron on the show sometime soon. We tried for tonight. It didn't work out. And I had also invited someone from the Moms and Tots. I was trying to do young women with children is what I was trying to do kind of tonight. And but they're busy people. Yeah. So the other two couldn't come, but we'll try that one for another night.
Plan it a little bit farther ahead next time, maybe.
Yeah.
If I can just mention quickly about my holiday mini sessions that I am starting to book up. I'm going to be having them this Saturday. I have a few spots open for Saturday and also Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday of this week. And I have a variety of different packages, one with Christmas cards, a digital package, and a print package. So if you're looking for a short half-hour family session to get your holiday cards out, then you can pop on by and book your spot.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good.
Well, you make your own Christmas cards that you send out to your friends? Is that the idea?
I take all your pictures, and then I'll pre-design different cards, and then they'll actually be printed.
Wow,
so you'll have
fantastic.
A stack of printed cards with the envelopes to be mailed out.
Soon enough to be able to mail them out.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Wow, that's a really cool idea. Excellent.
Well, send me a link to that if you've got on your Facebook in case I forget about it, and I'll post it on the Reviews Facebook page tomorrow.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So,
perfect.
Yeah. Well, I really want to thank you for coming in. As you can tell, if you're listening, we could just keep talking about ideas and things. But anyway, it's so great to have a great business like yours on Main Street. You're participating in so many things. So it's just wonderful.
Thank you.
Welcome
Thanks for having
Main
me.
Yeah, welcome to Main Street.
Yeah. Okay.